Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 29th of May 2024. Today's topic is fasting and prayer. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 58 verses 1 through 12. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Verse 4. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Verse 12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Our memory verse today is taken from Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Our Bible text enumerates the various wrong ways of observing fasting, and also listed various blessings attached to scriptural fasting and prayer. Fasting is a scriptural and spiritual exercise that can accomplish great things when observed in conjunction with prayer of faith. Fasting basically means abstinence from food, whether solid or liquid. Prayer is communion with God. It is the pouring out of our hearts to God, trusting that He is able to do whatsoever we ask or think. Fasting and prayer are vital tools for every Christian youth who wants to remain relevant spiritually and do exploits. However, God will not hear the prayer of a sinner. A sinner is to repent of his sins and receive forgiveness from God before engaging in fasting and prayers. Hannah, Daniel, David, Moses, Mordecai, Esther and the Jews in Shushan all fasted and prayed and received answers to their prayers. If there is a youth who can pray, there is a God who answers prayers. Quote for the day: prayer is communion with God. The challenge for today is: you can gain spiritual stamina by prayer and fasting. Prayer. My God, empower me to fast and pray. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.